This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Yesterday's winter storm helped put Front Range snowfall for this winter back on track. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Denver International Airport has logged almost 30 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about average for this point in the season. It's a big turnaround from a few months ago when the metro area recorded its first measurable snowfall later than it had in decades. The recent storms have helped improve drought conditions along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Forecasters expect warm and sunny weather this weekend, but there's a chance we'll see more snow early next week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Douglas County School Board members Wednesday night took the first steps in deciding how to hire a new superintendent. It was the first time members of the public could comment after the firing of a popular superintendent, a large community protest, and a student walkout. Marie Kay was one of dozens who criticized the conservative board majority for firing Superintendent Corey Weiss without cause and without public comment.
You owe this community transparency into the direction you want to take this district. You owe us transparency, communication, and respect when it comes to the selection of a new superintendent.
At one point, 2,800 people were streaming Wednesday's virtual meeting. Colorado Representative Jason Crow has introduced a bill that would prevent members of Congress from collecting a federal pension if they're convicted of a felony sexual crime. Crow said the bill, which has bipartisan sponsors, is modeled on similar standards for members of the military. Currently, members of Congress lose their retirement benefits for crimes such as bribery, conspiracy, and perjury. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Fort Collins right now, it is 11 degrees with freezing fog. The high in Fort Collins today will be 36.